it's a question seismologists get asked all the time. When is the next big one going to unleash? Steve Malone, professor emeritus at the University of Washington.
A specific prediction of an event? No, I don't see that occurring.
The best Oregon State University researcher Chris Goldfinger can give you is probabilities. His new finding, presented in Portland, is that the risk from a huge offshore quake varies depending on how far north or south you live.
People have been used to hearing that we have a probability of a great earthquake of around 10 to 14% in the next 50 years, but that really only applies to the northern part of the margin. It increases up to about 37% down south.
Goldfinger studied undersea landslide debris to construct a 10,000-year record of the major earthquakes along the Cascadia subduction zone. That's the tectonic plate boundary offshore. That's our biggest source of trouble. The geologic evidence now leads him and others to conclude the Cascadia fault has segments. They can break loose individually or all together. The southern end seems to be the most active. It's where Goldfinger expects to see the next big temblor.
Particularly for southern Cascadia, instead of a rather remote-sounding risk of 10 to 15% chance, that doesn't really quite rate as highly as maybe driving on I-5 on a commute rush. The message is that the earthquake hazard is higher than previously thought.
The last Cascadia earthquake was 310 years ago. If the past predicts the future, Goldfinger says we're overdue.
We're sitting in a pre-earthquake time, just like the week before Katrina, and what are we going to do about it?
Consulting seismologist Roland LaForge has reviewed the work of Goldfinger's team. LaForge gives slightly lower odds for catastrophe, but he would take steps to reinforce buildings regardless.
It appears on the northern end that you don't get these magnitude 8s, 8.5s. You just get the big one.
The magnitude 9, where the entire fault rips all at once from Canada to California.
Up at the northern end, Seattle, Vancouver, it looks like you're sitting there for a long time, and all of a sudden, blammo, you get a big one. In the southern end, you get hammered more frequently.
Even before these latest scientific developments, Northwest states and coastal towns started some new projects to be better prepared. The town of Cannon Beach, Oregon, is considering whether and how to build an evacuation tower for the tsunami that could follow the big one. A proposed building on earthquake-resistant stilts would be large enough to provide refuge to more than 1,000 people. 40 miles up the coast, residents living on Washington's Long Beach Peninsula realize they too may not have enough time to flee inland to higher ground. The proposed solution there is to build artificial high ground by mounding dirt.
The berm would be sort of more circular in the front to dissipate the wave energy around it, and then people would access the site from a ramp in the back.
John Schelling is the Earthquake and Tsunami Program Manager for Washington State Emergency Management.
Berms may be a little bit more attractive than towers or buildings for a couple of reasons. One, after earthquakes, people generally don't like to be in buildings.
Schelling says a new federal grant will pay for planning and design of 4 berms on the Long Beach Peninsula and more elsewhere in Pacific County. It's still unclear who would pay for the actual construction of mounds 2 to 3 stories tall. I'm Tom Bonsi in Portland.